that as you try to build your game this spring?
Yeah, I mean, the game experience definitely helps coming into the spring. Obviously, taking those reps live helps you and learn all the offense and everything. But I think this spring, all the older guys are kind of taking their fundamentals to a new level. And I think that's a big part of it.
What's been the biggest thing for, that you've tried to work on?
I would say my route endings and just getting my shoulders over my feet when I'm breaking.
What was that like for you last year to not have a catch the first four games and not really know what your role was going to be? And, you know, by the end of the season, you're putting up 200 yards or whatever in the Fiesta Bowl. I mean, what was last year like for you, the way it kind of you developed into such a key player?
I would just say it took a lot of patience, and I knew my time would come eventually. And obviously you don't want to see it work out like that where Matt goes down, but I was just ready, and everything that Coach Adams taught me and even the older guys like Matt taught me, it helped a lot.
Just getting thrown into the fire like that and instantly contributing, I mean, what was that like?
It wasn't so bad. I mean, you know your time's going to come eventually. You just have to be ready for it.
You built such a great chemistry with Grant, and now you got four guys you got to try to build that chemistry with. Is it hard to have kind of that same timing and chemistry out there when it's changing guys from play to play?
I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, they all do throw it a little differently, but it all gets to the same spot, and it all just takes timing and repetition.
What have you seen from that battle?
I mean, everyone's doing good. Everyone's learning a lot in the meeting room and turning it out on the field, but I mean, we're all getting reps with ones, same with every position, so it's a good battle. We'll see.
Got the three guys back and obviously Troy as well that have contributed, and then a whole bunch of guys that haven't done a whole lot here before. What kind of role have you guys taken trying to bring those guys up to build some depth in that position?
It definitely is a lot different in the meeting room, trying to step up and play a different role, and you just kind of got to help the young guys and walk them through it, and it helps a lot with the repetition that they get on the field too.
Anybody impressed you out of that group this spring?
Yeah, I think our receiver group's it's pretty impressive right now. All the young guys are really stepping up. You know, A.J. Richardson's looking really good. Sean Mosser had put together a couple of good practices. So,
when you look at what you guys have as a whole at receiver, what do you like about this group?
I like how we've kind of stepped up and we're trying to take a leadership role now. And not only, you know, on the field, but off the field, I think.
How do you look at the spring game? Last year, not a lot of people knew your name probably on that spring roster, and then this year you're a guy that's going to be, you know, competing for a lot of big catches.
I don't look at it any differently, honestly. Everyone's just trying to work a certain part of their game, and it's fun to see it all come together on the field.
Is that what the spring game is? Is it just a kind of another practice with some people in the stands?
Yeah, I think so.
What's kind of the feel around the offense? Obviously, the whole line comes back. Either the key receivers are back, tight ends, but, you know, trying to break in, find a new quarterback, and also at running back, some guys are going to get a chance and maybe haven't gotten one. What's kind of been the overall, I guess, vibe or feel of the offense this spring?
I'd say we brought our energy to the practices, and the vibe's been good. You know, it doesn't matter what quarterback or what running back or even receivers are in. You know, we all have the same goal, and we're just trying to accomplish that goal.
How have things been different with Coach Drinkwitz now running the offense?
You don't really notice the difference. I think that he's done a great job and picked it up really well, and it's all been smooth, and it's been a good transition.
Always good battles between the receivers and DBs out there. You got a favorite you like to go against out there? Someone get a little rivalry going with any of them?
I like going against all of them. I'd say Dante is probably, you know, it's always a challenge going against Dante. He's one of the top corners.
Who talks the most trash on the corners?
They all do. All the cornerbacks, they all talk trash.
You talk back at all?
Yeah, once in a while.
You know, to end the year the way you did with MVP in the Fiesta Bowl, you know, when you look back on that, what stands out about that experience for you?
Probably just, you know, after the game when the clock ran out, it was just such a relieving feeling that we had done what we, you know, had came there to do, and to send the seniors out on that kind of note was just a great feeling.
What did you do with the trophy?
It's at my house back in Sacramento somewhere. I don't even know.